Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow, Jason, I'm sorry. I connected while the intro was playing. Gosh, too many things to do here at the farm. And that brings me to my announcement. You know, yesterday I mentioned that I wanted to run for president, and it wouldn't be me. It would be USA Prepares and the faculty of USA Prepares running for president, and you would already know what you were going to get, you know. And it was a lark, and it was, you know, attempted some humor, but also I was making a statement that there is absolutely nobody who I can see, visualize, that I would really wholeheartedly endorse for president. Everybody has chinks in his armor. And, you know, the people, why do we have to have a billionaire run for president? We'd probably be better off with anybody. Just a random selection. You know, if you want to be president, you put your name into a lottery, and it's a fair lottery. And if you get selected from the lottery, you're the president. And I thought we would do better with that than the system that we have right now, because the people who are put up for us to provide our opinion on, which would be a poll, those people have already been compromised, every single one of them, in my opinion. So I thought, well, heck, you know, we could run for president, and it could be USA Prepares, and one of us could be Secretary of the Treasury, one would be the Secretary of Interior. You know, we would have our faculty, people who have been with us for years, as those who will be running the cabinet, in the cabinet and running the departments. You know, like Dr. Shealy running Health and Human Services, that kind of thing. And so with that in mind, I, you know, half-heartedly mentioned that we should run for president. But we're not going to, and I'll tell you why. The response that I got was overwhelming regarding us running for office. You know, I thought that it'd be a part-time job. We'd all work from home. I've never met Kathy. Anyway, I've never met Charles in Ohio either, or Kyle, or Sharon. Never met Gwyneth. And I figured we could all work from home, maybe a part-time job. And, you know, I'm kind of kidding about this, and I'm kind of serious at the same time. I figured that we would be reducing the government to the size that would be manageable by a part-time job, and I could still, you know, get on the tractor. And, you know, if you wanted to talk to the president, or if you want to talk to a cabinet member, you just call in. Call in to GCN and, you know, ask your questions, and we'll provide the answers. But the response that I got was so overwhelming, it makes no sense to continue. Not one person sent me an email and said, what a fantastic concept, limiting the size of government, cutting all foreign aid. No one gets a lifestyle built on the backs of the American taxpayer. Nobody gets a free ride. No welfare. You can work, can contribute, and you know, we'll try to help our people get a hand up, but nobody gets a free ride forever. It just doesn't happen. And you know, if you violate your oath of office, well, it's, you know, it's real simple. Anyone who violates the oath of office, including, you know, even if we were in office, penalty is execution. You don't get to violate the oath of office. You don't get to breach the public trust. Anyone who takes a bribe in office, execution. I mean, it's really kind of simple. Capital punishment for people who invade school systems with guns, capital punishment. Capital punishment for perverts who invade the public school system posing as teachers when they're actually purveying the homosexual agenda. Capital punishment. Commit a crime such as trading with the enemy. Capital punishment. So the government would be really small under this little concept, about 90% smaller than it is today. And we would be nationalists, you know, United States of America first. Military, bring them home, because we wouldn't have military bases all over the world. We would bring them home and we'd send them south to our border. And they would protect our border from the illegal invasions. Anyone committing illegal abortions, they get aborted. So, that, you know, those were the concepts, and I thought maybe, just maybe, someone would hear that and say, you know, there is some validity in what he's saying. We don't need to have armed troops paid at the gates of the school system so that the schools then become, the public training camps become prison camps, you know, while the children are there. We just have the teachers do it. I mean, these are really simple concepts that save money. And every time I do this, I get in trouble. Let me give you an example. I designed a computer system in Washington, D.C. For government agencies, there are 50 of them, one in each state, to help people. Literally, they claim they're helping people. And my job was to build a system that would help the counselors help the clients. That's what they're called, clients. And one of the tasks of this, actually it was a contest, six states participated, and I represented one of the, I was the designer for one of the states. And it was like a shootout. Who can build the best system? I was the youngest guy, the most energetic, the least knowledgeable about politics. I was in my 20s. And my job, I got sent to Washington like once a month. I rode the same metro liner that the president rides in. And my job at one of these monthly meetings was to participate in a discussion called dissemination and utilization. And what that meant was we were going to disseminate the information, spread it around, and let the other states who are not part of this contest or shootout to build the best system in the country know what we were doing. So that when we were done with it and they were going to be the beneficiaries of, hey, y'all are going to get this system, that was the task. And so we're going around this conference room table and all the states are involved, all six states, and the contract manager. No, that's not true. Administrator. Manager actually works. Administrators just tell people what to do. Contract administrator said, all right, y'all just figure out how we're going to do this. So we're going around the room as well. The ideas were ridiculous. I'm in my 20s. I'm half the age of everybody else. And I said, I don't get it. There's 50 states. One of us can write a newsletter once a month, put 49 stamps on it, and send it out. We're all being paid anyway, so why don't we, and we know more about what we're doing than anybody else, because we're doing it. Let's put a stamp on it, send it out to the other states, And that's it. They wanted to kill me. Why? Because I didn't understand how the system works. System works is you hire people to do a job, and then they hire people to do their job. And then they hire people to do their job. And pretty soon you're so deep in people trying to do the job that's supposed to be done in the first place, never gets done. And it costs 100 times more. So all I wanted to do was do it the most expedient and least expensive way. And he wanted to kill me. The result was, all right, we're going to hire a consulting company to determine the needs of the other states. Now think about that. We're going to hire a consulting company to figure out what the states that we're going to build the system for, what they need to know. They need to know whatever we're going to tell them because we're building it. So, you know, you put all this together, and I'm thinking, I've been there. I've designed systems for the feds. I've designed systems for the states. I've designed systems for the counties, towns. I've been there. Literally. I've designed systems for banks. You use some of the systems that I've designed. You just don't know it. So, literally, my experience tells me that we don't need these layers upon layers upon layers of bureaucracy and mismanagement and expense. So the plan was, let's eliminate it. And heck, the president, that doesn't have to be a full-time job, you know, a couple hours a day and work from home. I wouldn't go to Washington. If I were president, I would not go to Washington, D.C. Why should I? Why would I go there? And the Secretary of the Treasury, he can work from home too. And so could a new department manager, like the Secretary of Energy Efficiency. We don't have one of those, do we? Why not? Why don't we have a Secretary of Energy Efficiency? Why isn't Charles in Ohio the Secretary of Energy Efficiency? That guy goes to the library and researches and researches and researches patents to figure out why the stuff that really works isn't being used. Who wouldn't want somebody like that as a Secretary of Energy Efficiency? Who wouldn't want somebody like Bert in California to be involved in the financial world? He studies the market. He knows manipulation. He knows inside trading. He knows venture capitalists by their first names. So we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it because the overwhelming response was zero. So nobody cares, so we don't care either. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello there, Vincent. I hope I sound a bit better this week. I had the last few weeks. I was actually looking for something else and I came across my headset. So after I'd bought another three headsets on eBay, cheap ones, and you know, we'll do the job. And then I found my original headset.
Gwyneth, you sound pretty darn good today. And, you know, I would love to hear your comments about my thoughts about running the country, USA Prepares, you know, having been the presidency, and so forth.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yep. By the way, tomorrow, Kyle is going to be with us, Kyle Montana, and he has some information, blockbuster information about supply chain. And Gwyneth and I have been talking about this a couple months ago in Australia, and it has to do with DEF and the shortage of it. And Kyle's got on-the-ground information about what's happening with DEF in the United States. Gwyneth, any comments about what I mentioned regarding USA Prepares for President and the concept, smaller government, how we would run it from our homes, how there would be penalties that would be enforced publicly for violation of our country's secrets, if you will, trading with the enemy acts, bribery, public servants taking bribes, how we would deal with that, even with our own, we'll call it administration, it would apply to us as well. You take a bribe, you die. It's as simple as that. Any comments about USA Prepares for President, which I pulled the plug on because there's no interest. No, Gwyneth, no interest. None.
Well, I would have been happy to be Secretary for the Environment. The only reason I didn't email you was because I was very, very busy on another project, which I will mention later, but I think you can probably guess that. But I would have been happy to do it. Oh my gosh. But it's a shame, when it comes to stepping up the plate, there's a lack of interest amongst populace. There really, really is. Nobody wants to be the first penguin in the water. And the reason why nobody wants to be the first penguin in the water is because everybody knows that there's killer whales down there. Me, I don't mind because I've faced down the killer whales before. And I'm still out and about in the universe. I'm still alive and I'm still free. And once you've faced that gauntlet a few times, it's like, well, here we go again. Does that make sense, Vincent? Now,
sure.
I can understand people not wanting to be the first penguin in the water. Because it's, you know, when you're being that in that position for the first time, it's pretty scary. It really, truly is. But, you know, somebody's got to do it. But why is it that somebody always has to end up being you and me?
Well, you know that you're absolutely right, Gwyneth. And I've been the first penguin in the water many, many, many times. When we were in Virginia, and the administration of the county wanted to put a dump on top of an aquifer at the intersection of two highways. And I wanted to stop it because it was insanity to bring in a landfill on top of an aquifer and allow all the contiguous states to bring in via rail and tractor trailers their trash and their rats. I'm not kidding. Literally, I was against it, and people looked at me as the point man. This was before my radio days. And we stopped it. It was a horrific fight. And I remember these locals saying, "We're behind you 110%. I don't know how you do that. Yeah, I understand math. I took arithmetic in elementary school. I mean, how do you get behind someone 110%? I think they mean 100%, which they really meant 0%. And when the shooting was all done and the embers were still burning, we won. But there was nobody left but me. I was the last guy standing. Not because everybody got shot, but because everybody ran. Pansies. Pansies. Cowards. And it was their county. And I was the new guy in the county. And I stood up for the residents who were cowards. Not initially. But when it got rough.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday blocked a Texas law that prohibits large social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter from banning or removing users' posts based on political viewpoints. The vote was close in a 5-4 decision. Matt Schurz, president of the Computer and Communications Industry Association, argued the law violated the corporation's First Amendment rights. As the U.S. economy continues to struggle mightily, the cost of everything has gone up so much, Americans are spending thousands of dollars more every year on the things that were affordable when America was energy independent. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admits on CNN she pegged the economy wrong when she said inflation was transitory.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. District Court Judge Paul L. Friedman is set to preside over an important hearing for John Hinckley, the man who shot President Reagan back in 1981, and is on the verge of being released from all remaining restrictive conditions. Judge Friedman said back in September that he would free Hinckley from restrictions on June 15th, as long as Hinckley continued to do well. Hinckley will not attend Wednesday's hearing. If you feel President Biden is bad at his job, you're not alone. RNC spokesperson Paris Denard on Fox News overnight.
I think the American people are just surprised at how bad the Biden-Harris White House is at every aspect of governing, when it comes to policy or when it comes to actually PR or actually when it looks at how the Biden White House deals with the president who has these series of gaffes. And remember, the president's own sister in a recent interview said that these aren't gaffes. She said when he speaks, they're actually truths. And so if we take her word for it, when he makes these so-called gaffes, they should be taken as fact, as truth. The problem is the White House knows that the things that he says are wrong, shows incompetence, and in many instances could put the American people in danger, especially when he says that Russia could have a minor incursion with Ukraine. These are problematic statements that the White House has to fix because the president is just bad at his job. He's totally incompetent.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You just heard the news, class, that the president is, let me quote the news, the president is incompetent, end quote. Just heard it, right? A couple minutes ago. We told you that before he was selected. It's amazing. It's amazing how other people are starting to catch on. How'd they get so dumb in the first place? Really? Gwyneth, any comments about what I mentioned?
Yeah, he is. But he's more than incompetent. He's actually being put there because he was incompetent, and that he whoever's pulling his strings knew that he would be a good little puppet. And he's a stooge. He's just he's a mug. You know, he knows that he's not capable of doing the job, And yet he's happy to make an absolute fool of himself every day of the week because he knows that it's going to be his name in the history book. But he doesn't even care that right next to his name is going to be the words "most incompetent president ever." It's just,
Oh my gosh. Ever. In the galaxy.
Ever.
In the universe.
Yeah.
The most incompetent leader in the universe. And Gwyneth, I believe you're absolutely right. I believe that he was selected to be, as you said, stooge. I used to use the word stumble bum to be there so that as the country implodes from within, that the people would say and the media would say, because the media is complicit in this whole thing, that it was, you know, he really didn't know.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
It's not really his fault. Yes,
right.
He
couldn't help it. It's what happens when you get older. I mean, that's how it's going to be played out. But his wife is the one I really blame for this, because she knows what a mental midget this guy is. She knows his incompetence. Somebody has to tie his shoes for him, and she knows exactly who that is. And yet she was so greedy that she wanted to be the first lady. And she was willing to destroy the country to get there. That's my impression. That's my position. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it. You know, I was talking to Mrs. Finelli before the broadcast. And you know, about the USA prepares for president. And she said, I don't want to be the first lady. I don't have any interest in being the first lady. I just want to be on the farm doing what I do, working with the animals, helping out on the farm, being your wife. That's what I want to do. I do not want to be first lady. So that's the exact opposite of the Biden family. They want everything. They want, there's nothing that, it's boundless. It's limitless. It's endless. Their pursuit of power, money, control. Their greed is insatiable. That's my opinion. It's frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. So we're watching Rome burn. And we know who's holding the match. And we're pretty sure who gave him the matches. Everything he touches, everything he says. Really, we're poking the bear, we're poking the Chinese. Why are we doing that? We don't have to tell him, you all go to Taiwan and we're going to retaliate. Why would he say that? Those are the kinds of things that get accomplished behind closed doors. Not out in public when he's... This guy is pro-abortion, pro-murder, pro-genocide with the vaccine. Y'all are going to take it. We're going to mandate it. That's this guy. This guy is... He's not with it enough to understand that he is the stooge, in my opinion. Gwyneth?
I think that he knew that he was going downhill when he was offered this position, and he accepted it anyway. And I know that if I, God forbid, incidentally, that this should ever happen to me, but if I knew that my mental faculties were heading downhill, which they absolutely are not, I would not accept that sort of job description. I would say, nah, I'm not doing it. I would, you know, this is the difference. He knew that he was heading downhill, and he accepted the job. He had somebody come up to him and say, we're going to tap you on the shoulder and you are going to step up and you're going to sit in the big chair for four years, you know. And, you know, if that was me and I knew that I had a diagnosis and that my faculties wouldn't be there in 4 years, which they will be, you know, but this is just a what if. You know, if I was in Joe Biden's shoes, then I would say, no, I'm not doing it. And then even if they said, well, if you don't, then we're going to pop you, which is what they do. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm not, you know, advocating anything. But these people popped Kennedy. Okay, this is what I'm saying. So, and that's what they do when you turn down their job offers. That's what they do to people. I'd say I don't care. It's short in my road. You know, because I would know where I was headed, and I would say, well, you know, let's have a look. You know, 4 years or 5 or 6 years of heading into, you know, mental decrepity where I can't even, where I'm a 6 foot tall infant, you know, unable to feed myself or, you know, and wearing adult diapers, or facing a bullet in the back of my head now. If I was in his shoes, then I would say, go on, do it. Because, you know, I'm still not going to, you could do that, but I'm not going to take the country down. That's what I would say. I'd say, if I knew I had that diagnosis, and I believe he had that diagnosis when, you know, when he was running for president, I believe that he did have that diagnosis, and that's why they picked him. Is because he was an Alzheimer's patient in the making. You know, even though it may not have been apparent to the rest of the world, and I believe that Jill Biden would have known it. I believe his wife would have known it, because when you're married to somebody, you know all their little details. And you know the things about them that nobody else knows. You know when they're beginning to slip. And I believe that she would have known. And that she kept her mouth shut too, because she wanted the so-called prestige. Well, now she's going to have the prestige of being the wife of the biggest sellout in the history of the United States. The one who lowered the drawbridge as his mind was going. And yet he still had his mind enough to know that those were Spartans beyond the gate, and that they were going to come in and that they were going to do terrible things to the city. Does that make sense, Vincent? And he lowered the drawbridge anyway.
Yeah, and if I were a fly on the wall, I know what I would have heard in my mind when he was being tapped to have a seat at the big chair. I can just hear it in my mind. May I have some ice cream? I think that's what he would say. May I have some ice cream?
Oh my God.
Chocolate chip, please? Vino vanilla with chocolate. Would that be okay? Thank you so much. I'll try not to. I'm sorry. It's a sad...
If you don't laugh, you'll cry. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. That's how it is. That's why I'm laughing, because my country's going down the tubes too. And my country's going down the tubes because your country's going down the tubes. Oh, yeah, and our own so-called dear leader sarcasm there made the people give up their guns. And America, don't you dare give up any of your guns, because otherwise you are going to have a really, really bad time. You're going to have Hades to pay if you give up your guns. If you allow yourself to be tricked at this point in time, you know. And if they come to your gate, you should follow the USA Prepares Gun Hand-In Protocol, which we have detailed on air numerous times before, haven't we, Vincent?
Yeah, I don't want to do it, though.
So I don't know if we need to describe it again. Yeah, we're not going to go there right now.
No, we do not.
But
right.
The alternative is that millions or hundreds of millions of your countrymen die. If you give up your guns now, then in a very short time, and I believe it's not going to be decades, I believe it's not even going to be years, I believe it's going to be a very short time, you will be in the situation where you'll be locked down and starved and besieged within your own country at your own gates of your own property. And if your property is 500 square meters, that's what you're going to have to live on for however long the guy in the big chair wants to besiege you. If you give up your firearms now, that is how it's going to go down, okay? But if America says, no way, we love our Second Amendment, then that will not happen. They may try it, but, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said something. I can't remember the quote exactly, but it was that at one time he found himself in an apartment building and all the people in all the apartments were cowering. And he remembered that when he was in his camps, and he said, if only, if only, if only, if only. That's a very famous quote, and anyone who's out there can look it up if they want.
I've got a quote when we come back. Carl Sagan, one of my instructors.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Class, Gwyneth and I had not planned to discuss this, any of this, but here we are. And I have mentioned in the past that I have been most fortunate in my life. I've had some incredibly wonderful instructors, brilliant, brilliant instructors. And it's my good fortune to be in their presence. Not necessarily by design, but by circumstance. Isaac Asimov was one of my instructors when I was very, 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 very young. My father had heard that he was coming to town and wanted me to be in his class. Isaac Asimov. And another one of my instructors was Carl Sagan. S-A-G-A-N. You can look him up. You can even look up the quote that I'm about to read to you. He said, quote, "The dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content in the enormously influential media. The 30-second sound bites, now down to 10 seconds or less. The lowest common denominator programming, credulous presentations on pseudoscience and superstition, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance." The last few words, especially a kind celebration of ignorance. End quote. Carl Sagan. We are at the point where we are celebrating ignorance. We are celebrating colors, rainbows. We are celebrating going to a magical world in Florida, a dream vacation, a put your mind in park. Don't need to think. Just go and be happy and celebrate the memories instead of preparing and working for you and your family. We know a family beyond belief. They needed a roof. They could not afford to put a roof on their house. Roofs are pretty expensive. And they were talking about it. One of my family was there. And they said, "But we could go to Disney." How would that ever enter a rational person's mind that when the roof is leaking, they need a roof. The house will be consumed by the environment without a roof, and they're thinking about going to Disney. Brings back especially a kind of celebration of ignorance from Carl Sagan. That's where we are. We're not going to win this. We're not going to get out of this, in my opinion, and I'm staying with this. We're not getting out of this for 20 years. And to add Gwyneth's comment, if that soon, if ever. Gwyneth, any comments about your comment, about my comment?
Yeah, I don't think we're ever getting out of this, because it's like this. When, you know, 30 years ago, my dad told me something. He said, there's going to come a time when you are going to be in a very, very bad situation because the world is running out of engineers. Now, engineers are the people who know how to run the show. And Dad knew that that day was coming because he was an engineer. He was a master engineer. He built, I'll tell you what a master engineer he was. The world famous rally driver, Possum Bourne. My dad built a gearbox for Possum Bourne's race car. That is how good my dad was as an engineer, and Possum Bourne lived just outside of Rotorua in New Zealand, and he went into town, and he asked around, and he said, who's the best engineer in town? And they all said, oh, Ted over there. You want Ted. And so they said, and so Possum Bourne said, oh, okay. Well, where does Ted work? And they said, oh, he works down in this particular workshop, down on this particular road. If you go there and ask for him, you'll find him. And so Possum Bourne went to my dad's workplace and asked for him. And they said, who wants to know? And he said, Possum Bourne. And the guy at the counter said, just wait a moment. And out came my dad. And the reason why Possum Bourne asked for him by name was he was the best. That was the sort of person my dad was, and he was the one who taught me most of what I know about, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, because nobody else was there to do it except a few university lecturers helped out as well, and other people. But
right, we'll
dad
right
was
back.
My
we're
major influence.
We're going into a top of the hour commercial announcements and news reporting. USA Prepares will be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.